Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Josie's with us, Josie Bagani. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
And David Farrow. G'day, David.
Hello.
All right, Josie, so what do you make of this? I think it is a national issue, this tourism thing, whether it's that we're talking about Auckland at the moment. Obviously, as Rachel said, the Wellington's got a more elegant solution. Well, are you against... I'm not anyway, because done overseas, estate tax, resort tax, hotel tax, whatever, just have it itemised on the account.
Yeah, you have to be careful not to tax tourists so much that they end up feeling like they get a room rate and then a whole bunch of added on taxes and bed taxes and whatever. I don't know if you've ever been to Tahiti, but you go to Tahiti and there's literally on the menu or on the price list of everything, there's the tourist price and the local price, and you start to feel, you know, a bit resentful. So you've got to be careful that you're not going to sort of kill the golden goose with this.
Yeah, no.
At the same time, there's no free lunch, Larry, and that's what Phil Goff's trying to do, isn't he? He's trying to cut costs. He's trying to say, look, somebody's got to pay, or if you're not going to pay, then let's look at what we're not going to do to promote tourism. There's no free lunch here.
Yeah, and there is no free lunch, is there, David? And we've all been, haven't we, all been overseas. People just booked some accommodation not long ago. You know, you pay these taxes. In actual fact, I mean, they're talking about $6 or $10 here or something like that. Well, overseas in America in particular, you know, can go into the hundreds.
Yeah, key thing is, though, this won't be a tax per room. This is a tax on the capital value of the property.
That's right.
So it will drive some accommodation providers, those who are less profitable, under, because they might only have 10 people staying there, but they'll still have to pay the full tax. I think Wellington shows how you can do it, because it's not just on accommodation providers. It's ridiculous to try and say 100% of tourism spending in Auckland should be funded by the hotels and motels. In Wellington, they've got it where it's all the inner city businesses. But here's the key thing. They get to decide what it goes on. It's not the mayor saying, you have to fund everything we're currently doing. They actually get together and say, this is what we want to fund. For example, the $1 million a year subsidy of Te Papa, all the inner city businesses have said, look, we're happy to fund this because we get huge economic benefits. So, you know, Gough really needs to look at what Wellington does, which I think is a far fairer way than what he's proposing.
But just before we go to the break, JC, my view is that there should be legislation to allow councils to levy these taxes if they want to, a tourism tax. They should be able to do this.